Unpacking Interlinkages, Conflict, Gender, and FRHR. Dotted border below heading 1. The definition of peace, hence, should be expanded further to emphasize gender equality, including the realization of FRHR for all, particularly women and other marginalized groups and communities. Gender equality and upholding of FRHR for all should be at the heart of peace building. Definitions. Reproductive health. Note reference, 45. Reproductive health implies that people are able to have a responsible, satisfying, and safe sex life, and that they have the capacity to reproduce and the freedom to decide if, when, and how often to do so. Implicit in this are the right of men and women to be informed of, and have access to safe, effective, affordable, and acceptable methods of fertility regulation of their choice and to appropriate healthcare services that will enable women to go safely through pregnancy and childbirth and provide couples with the best chance of a healthy infant too. Note reference, 46. Reproductive rights. Reproductive rights embrace certain human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These rights rest on the recognition of a basic right of all couples and individuals to decide freely and responsibly the number, spacing, and timing of their children and to have the information and means to do so, and the right to attain the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health. It also includes their right to make decisions concerning reproduction free of discrimination, coercion, and violence as expressed in human rights documents. Note reference, 47. Sexual health. The state of physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being in relation to sexuality, it is not merely the absence of disease, dysfunction, or infirmity. Sexual health requires a positive and respectful approach to sexuality and sexual relationships, as well as the possibility of having pleasurable and safe sexual experiences, free of coercion, discrimination, and violence. For sexual health to be attained and maintained, the sexual rights of all persons must be respected, protected, and fulfilled. The fulfillment of sexual health is tied to the extent to which human rights are respected, protected, and fulfilled. Note reference, 48. Sexual rights. Sexual rights embrace certain human rights that are already recognized in international and regional human rights documents, other consensus documents, and national laws. Rights critical to the realization of sexual rights include the right to equality and non-discrimination, the right to be free from torture or too cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment, the right to privacy, the right to the highest attainable standard of health including sexual health and social security, the right to marry and to found a family and enter into marriage with the free and full consent of the intending spouses, and to equality in, and at the dissolution of marriage, the right to decide the number and spacing of one's children, the rights to information, as well as education, the rights to freedom of opinion and expression, and the rights to an effective remedy for violations of fundamental rights. The responsible exercise of human rights requires that all persons respect the rights of others. The application of existing human rights to sexuality and sexual health constitute sexual rights. Sexual rights protect all people's right to fulfill and express their sexuality and enjoy sexual health, with due regard for the rights of others and within a framework of protection against discrimination. Note reference, 49. While conflict affects everyone, as established above, the impact of conflict is gendered in nature. It affects men, women, and people of other gender identities and sexual orientation differently due to pre-existing, deep-rooted patriarchal norms compounded with socio-cultural inequalities, which become even more pronounced during times of conflict and post-conflict. Women and girls experience systemic violence due to existing structural inequalities in our societies. Patriarchal systems that breed structural violence escalate gender-based violence even more visibly with the onset of conflict. While men are targeted for forced recruitments and arbitrary detentions, women become more vulnerable to gender-based. Page 10. Violence like the use of rape as a weapon of humiliation and the deterrent that this poses results in limitations to women's rights and women's mobility in communities. Because women have lower access to resources and less decision-making power within patriarchal systems, their access to health, aid, and legal recourse becomes severely limited during the time of crises. Conflicts, however, can also transform gender roles for some women. In the absence of men, they take on decision-making and breadwinning roles in the household and in the communities. However, these experiences of women often get undermined in the peace process that lead to gender-blind approaches. Gender impact of conflict on women and girls, with a focus on their SRHR, is further unpacked in this section with examples from Asia. The interlinkages are also explored under various subheads including violations of SRHR.